This is the LRN Listening Examination, January 2020. Level 3, C2. Section 1. Listen to 10 short conversations. For questions 1 to 10, choose the best answer, A, B, or C. You will hear each conversation twice. You now have 2 minutes to read the questions. Mark your answers on the separate answer sheet.
One, an old film. What are you watching, Justin? It seems familiar.
Oh, it's just something a friend recommended. It's pretty dull, actually. It's some really old movie about a man who comes back as a ghost to haunt his girlfriend.
What do you mean, really old? I remember watching it in the cinema when it came out.
Come on, Mum. You know I didn't mean it that way.
What are you watching, Justin? It seems familiar.
Oh, it's just something a friend recommended. It's pretty dull, actually. It's some really old movie about a man who comes back as a ghost to haunt his girlfriend.
What do you mean, really old? I remember watching it in the cinema when it came out.
Come on, Mum. You know I didn't mean it that way.
Two, company changes. Have you heard the news, Matt? They're going to downsize the company and as a result, they will be merging our branch with the one on the high street.
That's not good news, Karen. That means they'll be letting lots of people go. You've been here a while, so you should be okay. But I think I should start looking for a new job.
Have you heard the news, Matt? They're going to downsize the company, and as a result, they will be merging our branch with the one on the high street.
That's not good news, Karen. That means they'll be letting lots of people go. You've been here a while, so you should be okay. But I think I should start looking for a new job.
3. The water dispenser. The water from the water dispenser has a strange odour and an odd taste, John. Could it be harmful?
I doubt it. It's probably just because it's a new machine, Anna. I'm sure after a few uses, the water will taste okay.
Still, it's not something I'm happy with. I really don't understand why the office manager decided to change the water delivery company we used. I hadn't heard any complaints about their services. The water from the water dispenser has a strange odour and an odd taste, John. Could it be harmful?
I doubt it. It's probably just because it's a new machine, Anna. I'm sure after a few uses, the water will taste okay.
Still, it's not something I'm happy with. I really don't understand why the office manager decided to change the water delivery company we used. I hadn't heard any complaints about their services. 4. Invitation to the cinema. Hey, Rob, do you want to catch the new sci-fi movie opening at the Odeon after work?
I think I'll give it a miss for tonight, Helen. You know how much I'm into science fiction films, but I have a report due tomorrow, so I will probably be at the office till late getting it finished. Maybe, if you're free, we can see it this weekend instead.
Sure, that'd be great. Hey, Rob, do you want to catch the new sci-fi movie opening at the Odeon after work?
I think I'll give it a miss for tonight, Helen. You know how much I'm into science fiction films, but I have a report due tomorrow, so I will probably be at the office till late getting it finished. Maybe, if you're free, we can see it this weekend instead.
Sure, that'd be great. 5. A new employee. Do you know what, Matthew? That new employee has no idea how the scanner works and asked me to show him. It's hardly complicated. What are they teaching people these days?
I know exactly what you're saying, Victoria. He also had a problem operating the printer. I'm sure, though, that if you asked him how to create a Twitter moment on his mobile phone, he'd be able to show you.
Do you know what, Matthew? That new employee has no idea how the scanner works and asked me to show him. It's hardly complicated. What are they teaching people these days?
I know exactly what you're saying, Victoria. He also had a problem operating the printer. I'm sure, though, that if you asked him how to create a Twitter moment on his mobile phone, he'd be able to show you.
6. Lunch hour. Coming for lunch, Kevin? I'm going to Alan's restaurant for a burger.
Not today, Heather. I brought myself a packed lunch from home.
Are you trying to economize?
No, it's not that.
Then it's because you've grown bored of my company.
Don't be silly. It's just I've put on weight recently, so I'm just trying to reduce the amount of fat in my diet.
Coming for lunch, Kevin? I'm going to Alan's restaurant for a burger.
Not today, Heather. I brought myself a packed lunch from home.
Are you trying to economize?
No, it's not that.
Then it's because you've grown bored of my company.
Don't be silly. It's just I've put on weight recently, so I'm just trying to reduce the amount of fat in my diet.
7. Dog hair. Ian, there's dog hair all over the sofa again.
It's autumn, Alison. That's when dogs shed more hair. You can't really blame it for leaving hairs all over the place.
I don't. I have no problem with the dog. But you're the one who wanted it. Yet, I always seem to be the one cleaning up after it. It's about time you took responsibility for it and looked after it a bit more. Ian, there's dog hair all over the sofa again.
It's autumn, Alison. That's when dogs shed more hair. You can't really blame it for leaving hairs all over the place.
I don't. I have no problem with the dog, but you're the one who wanted it. Yet, I always seem to be the one cleaning up after it. It's about time you took responsibility for it and looked after it a bit more. 8. College clubs.
Samantha, have a look at this enormous list of clubs at the university.
Incredible, isn't it, Chris? There are so many that it's difficult to choose.
Well, I think I'll start with the kayaking club. Do you fancy joining it?
Sorry, getting soaking wet every day is just not my cup of tea. Pottery classes, on the other hand, could be fun.
Hardly. Samantha, have a look at this enormous list of clubs at the university.
Incredible, isn't it, Chris? There are so many that it's difficult to choose.
Well, I think I'll start with the kayaking club. Do you fancy joining it?
Sorry, getting soaking wet every day is just not my cup of tea. Pottery classes, on the other hand, could be fun.
Hardly.
9. Heading for a dinner party. I'm so glad I called a taxi when I saw those black clouds, Nick. We'd be drenched to the bone if we'd walk like you wanted.
Well, Morgan, I just hope we can make it to the dinner party on time. When it's pouring down like this, it usually means getting stuck in a traffic jam.
It's better to get there a bit late than arrive soaking wet. I'm so glad I called a taxi when I saw those black clouds, Nick. We'd be drenched to the bone if we'd walk like you wanted.
Well, Morgan, I just hope we can make it to the dinner party on time. When it's pouring down like this, it usually means getting stuck in a traffic jam.
It's better to get there a bit late than arrive soaking wet. 10. Working part-time. I was thinking of taking a part-time job, handing out leaflets, as I could do with some money for expenses this term. What do you think, Lewis?
Working part-time is all right as long as it doesn't interfere with your studying, Poppy. But can't you find something better than handing out leaflets? You'll soon find it dull and monotonous. And don't think that it'll cover all of your expenses.
I was thinking of taking a part-time job, handing out leaflets, as I could do with some money for expenses this term. What do you think, Lewis?
Working part-time is all right as long as it doesn't interfere with your studying, Poppy. But can't you find something better than handing out leaflets? You'll soon find it dull and monotonous. And don't think that it'll cover all of your expenses.